Questions 13 through 16. Listen to part of a discussion in a criminology class.
Today I'd like to look at the problem of theft. Theft of cultural antiquities and art. You probably aren't aware that what a large problem it is. Let me give you some facts. Illegal trafficking in cultural property has become a massive criminal activity. So massive that today it ranks in economic terms alongside illegal trading in weapons or drugs. Think about that. Equal to the illegal trade in weapons and drugs. Okay, so where do these art treasures come from? Well, in fact, no part of the world is immune from this problem. Works of art are stolen from museums and looted from historic or religious buildings everywhere. And eventually they find their way to wealthy buyers. Frequently, smaller stone or wooden carvings are simply cut or chopped away from a wall or base, sadly destroying the integrity of the overall work. In some regions of the world, these thefts have seriously reduced the stock of national treasures. So, what kinds of measures do you think would be most appropriate for dealing with this situation? Anyone? Yes, Luis?
Well, electronic surveillance of exhibitions and historical monuments would help.
Okay, electronic surveillance. That, no doubt, would act as a deterrent and would be a very good means of combating some thefts. But that's not always an affordable or practical option. It can be too expensive, and especially since many cultural objects are located in remote places, not practical at all. Other ideas for dealing with thefts? Yes?
Isn't there a move to get owners, countries, to catalog their cultural possessions?
Yes, Mary, there is. Remember that one of the chief problems in policing this kind of crime is that very often, too often, the original owners, whether they're governments, museums, or private collectors, these owners can't furnish an accurate description of the property that's been stolen. And therefore, they can't prove their ownership. So, yes, there are several organizations concerned with combating this illegal trade by stressing the importance of owners making accurate inventories. These inventories should include relevant data, data about the object, data such as data fabrication, kind of material, shape, size, the presence of any kind of identifying markings. Of course, these inventories should also include detailed photographic illustrations. So if a thief takes something, let's say a painting, and cuts it up into pieces, selling it as two or three different paintings, a piece can still be identified as coming from the original.
But inventories by themselves can't prevent this trade. It just kind of helps in the recovery, and this information can only be really useful if it's widely available to all the people involved in policing. Customs agents, border guards?
Yes, yes, you're absolutely right, Luis. In fact, the development of electronic networks allows the various police forces to use inventories to identify objects and to disseminate information about the objects to any of many official offices worldwide. This information can also be used by customs agencies, the insurance industry, and cultural heritage organizations. Can you think of any other measures that might help stem this illegal trade? Yes?
Well, I think it seems like a person could buy an artifact without being aware of its historical or cultural value, or that the object may have been stolen. So maybe travelers should be told about this danger. This might go a long way to reducing the trade.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well, I was thinking not so much about the theft, but how do customs people recognize that something is illegal art as opposed to some cheap trinket? I mean, when my family went to Mexico to see the Mayan pyramids in the Yucatan, well, there were lots of peddlers selling things like, well, copies of Mayan artifacts. And how would a border official recognize if a particular person is a tourist, is crossing with a trinket, or someone trying to smuggle in a priceless treasure?
Yeah, say a farmer finds a Mayan piece in his field and sells it to a tourist without either of them understanding its value. And, of course, there would be no inventory, no record of the item when the tourist crosses the border. How would a border guard recognize that? I mean, if it were stolen, there might be a report and the guard is on the lookout, or a smuggler might give himself away through body language or something. But a tourist...
Or think about the long border between Mexico and the States. A smuggler could wade across the Rio Grande.
And the border guards are more concerned with drug smuggling or illegal immigration. So someone with what looks like a trinket, an official might think this is just a guy bringing trinkets into the States.
13. According to the discussion, which of the following is true about the illegal trade in art? What does the professor say about inventories of cultural properties? 15. Which problems in policing the trade in national treasures were discussed? 16. What does the professor say about electronic surveillance?